How are you, man?
I know you talked about how you didn't want to chase what was on the radio. And of course, there is this trend at the moment for songs to sort of custom fit a demographic. You wanted to veer away from that.
You know, you get to our age and our career where that's definitely an option. It's like now, okay, do you totally sell out? And by sell out, I mean like go and reach for the radio greatness and hire Dr. Whoever and put together a team of songwriters and things like that. Or do you do something that's going to be sort of in your own wheelhouse or part of your DNA? And we tried it. It was fun. Early on, we met with a bunch of different people. We were sort of speed dating producers.
All right, okay.
And we dipped our toe in that, and the water was not fine. So we're just like, oh, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't look great on us. It sounds like a smash hit for 2017 or whatever, but it's not us. If it's not something that the entire world likes, well, that's okay. We have to like it first.
Well, the thing about the killer songs is their predisposition for the radio anyway. I mean, they are always radio hits. So in terms of actually trying to tick that particular box.
You're totally too nice. We grew up on the radio, so it would stand the reason that we like pop songs. I grew up listening to Tom Petty. It feels right, but it's never something that we sort of sit down and try and custom carve to, like you said before, a demographic or a particular station or something like that. We just sort of, at this stage in the game, owned up to who we are and we'll sit with that for a while.
The next track is Run for Cover. It's got a great video. Is this a political song?
No, but I mean, if somebody wanted to sort of absorb it that way, that's up to them. I always like the idea of leaving songs open to a little bit of interpretation, because I think once you sort of release a song out to the world, it becomes the world, and everybody's a little different, and they're entitled to sort of interpret it how they want. And I think it makes it more personal to that person.
Well, it's really nice to talk to you, Ronnie. Thanks so much for your time, and I'm looking forward to the new album, Wonderful, Wonderful, from The Killers.
Sure. Bye.